Hour. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, it's Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you for the next hour or so. So call the show. I'm live on Spreaker.com. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Oh, we have so much to get into. This is being heard on the Quad Pod Network at QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy and Z Radio Live every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central. And that's on the TuneIn Radio app and Odyssey.
In today's Tech Bytes, Motorola is reportedly working on a new version of its foldable phone.
Why?
There are a few details about the third generation Razr, but it's expected to feature better processing power and a more user-friendly interface.
Whoa, it's like you can only go up when you had a flip phone. Listen, I liked the 2000s as much as the next person. Listen, I had fun with the corny hip-hop music and all the sitcoms that had forced laugh tracks, like 2.5 Men and Rules of Engagement. I was down with the video games, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, Madden, rest in peace, John Madden. We'll get into that later. There's a lot of things about the 2000s I like. You know what I don't miss? Flip phones. And this is a really dangerous thing that TikTok is doing. This is a really dangerous thing that social media is doing. And you know what that is? We are living in the past. Because we miss being younger, we think we want a Razr phone. Those phones sucked.
Motorola revived the Razr in 2019 and improved on it last year.
You could only go up. It was a basic flip phone. You would look at a pornographic image for 2 minutes and you lose all this money. It was a ripoff.
And taking a look at the year in search, according to Google, the most popular subject for searches in the U.S. in 2021 was the NBA.
Yeah, you don't say.
Also in the top five, Gabby Petito and Brian Laundry.
That was a big one.
And the late rapper DMX. But this news might be overshadowed by TikTok displacing Google as the world's biggest website.
Yeah, everything's going to overshadow the news of a Razr phone coming out because nobody cares. You hear this guy? He's acting like we should be shocked that things that are relevant, like the Gabby Petito case, and things that are relevant, like the NBA, and things that are relevant, like COVID. Wow, people are looking up things that are happening in the moment and not a cell phone from 15 years ago. Whoa!
News might be overshadowed by TikTok, displacing Google as the world's biggest website.
I didn't know that there was a potential that TikTok would be Googled a lot more than a smartphone from 2007. Barely smart. God, is the news weird.
Finally, Peyton Manning seems like he could suit up again.
No, not at all. Did you see him playing for Denver? Who is this nerd from ABC News? Peyton Manning suiting up. He was awful the last 3 years. He barely did anything. It was like Weekend at Bernie's when he was on the Broncos. He was okay, but what? Peyton Manning suiting up. The guy could barely talk. What is this ass wipe of a reporter talk? Hey, you can sit up. No.
Manning seems like he could suit up again.
Why?
The Hall of Famer tried out a virtual reality quarterback simulator and delivered some perfect passes.
This guy should get a simulator of being a better newscaster.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Yeah, I think Peyton Manning could suit up at age 47. Shut up. This following segment was brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. Go to FitSageFitness.com. Add him on Instagram at Fit_Sage_Fitness. He can do virtual workouts if you don't live in the Bay Area. So go there. Tell him I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
A $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm gonna be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
The answer to never come back.
Okay.
Because I'm so good at acting.
No.
DeAndre and Brittany are right.
Don't do that. Retake that.
I know. I'm kidding.
Humble. Humility. Oh. You actually killed it, and that's the truth.
Mariah Carey and her kids are too fun.
Oh, yeah, totally. That sounded like a very natural moment between kids and mother. Not forced at all. There is no awkward energy. She's not an awful mom. I don't know.
We just pranked and they asked us to never come back because I'm so good at acting.
It seems a little forced. I'm so good at like what?
No.
DeAndre and Bernie are right.
Don't do that. Retake.
I know. I'm kidding.
Humble.
It just seems forced. It just seems like something out of like a show like Modern Family.
Humility. Oh. Humility.
I can take my own advice. Humility. Everyone that's ever been around me hates me. Humility. I am projecting.
Killed it, and that's the truth.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey and her kids are too fun.
Oh, why?
The Grammy winner and her 10-year-old twins, Monroe and Moroccan, pulled up to a McDonald's in Aspen, Colorado.
Oh, wow.
Video shared.
Let's act like peasants.
To the pop icon's Instagram on Thursday, and things got a bit chaotic at the drive-thru.
Ah, why? She figured out this is how poor people live. Oh, I'm really grateful for once.
When Monroe put her acting chops on display.
Oh, this is gonna be fun.
Trying to order from the Mariah menu in a New York accent.
Oh, I'm sure these minimum wage people love this, making $10. I'm sure Mariah didn't give them any money. Oh, I would love every second of this. I bet Mariah thinks that they're like, oh my God, Mariah's here. And they're like, oh God, we're working at McDonald's.
Hi, how are ya? So, I want a beanie and a t-shirt.
Oh God. I mean, poor kid, like, your mom makes you think this is normal.
The Mariah menu. And, I also have, a Big Mac with some chicken strips, whatever you guys.
Oh, God. Can you just imagine, like, the dude's been working there. He found out that his wife is cheating on him, and now he's hanging out at McDonald's. Hey, you got some kids just yelling. What?
Down here. Please.
Can you order out the window? I apologize.
No.
Being disrespectful, rich brats. So funny.
Shut up.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Guy's like, I hate my life.
Can you please just leave the store and never come back? Thank you very much.
The family then went inside the restaurant where the manager was shook when she realized it was actually Mariah ordering.
Oh, it is you, bitch!
First of all, this lighting is killing me. I'm very
nervous. Oh my god, we must bow down to you because you have the most overplayed Christmas song ever. I'm Mariah. Every room that I enter in, I must be treated like I'm better than you. Even though I have as much time as you on this planet, I think I'm better than you, but I am going to die alone.
Hi.
Oh my god, Mariah's here. We're making $10 an hour, if that. Woo! More than radio board ops. Woo!
And nobody knows. I didn't clear it with the top people.
Hi, I'm Mariah Carey. I'm a walking sociopath that makes everything about me, and I wonder why no man wants to be around me. No woman wants to be around me. Doesn't matter how pretty I am. I am insufferable to be around, so I'm making it about me at a McDonald's. When you're a little bit irrelevant, you matter between like November 14th through the latest December 27th. And then we don't really think about you, Mariah. No one's going, oh my God, please turn on Mariah Carey. Like, it'll come on your playlist. And you're like, oh yeah, I guess we do belong together. But oh my God.
We're just here and the kids wanted to go to McDonald's.
Everyone's taking out their cell phone. Ooh, it's Mariah Carey. Ooh, it's Mariah Carey.
Can I see the bag?
There it is. Yeah, that's
what. Oh, she got the Mariah menu. Whoa, I bet that food isn't overpriced.
Have a great Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Bye. You're all peasants.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, my God. I'm Mariah Carey. I'm going to make it about me. Woo! Shut up. This following segment was brought to you by ZRadioLive.com, the best hymn music station in all of the internet. Odyssey, the TuneIn radio app. You search up Z Radio Live every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central. Happy Hour is live, baby.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nook fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
What are you looking at? Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt. You make me sick, you big baby.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour. Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
This next headline is a walking double standard.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first dog of the United States.
Hey, pal.
Hey, pal. You're not dead yet? I'm surprised I'm not dead yet either. Where the hell is Kamala Kamala?
Yes, it's the Biden's new puppy, Commander! Awesome!
He's more of a commander than his father.
Unless you're the old dog, Major, who has officially been evicted. Please pack your bones and go.
President Biden is out with the old and in with the new because he got rid of his problematic dog and replaced him with a puppy.
Could you imagine if Trump had a problematic dog? He would be told to get out of the office. You would have had PETA on him and everybody would be crucifying him. But because, and listen, I didn't vote in 2016 or 20. So I don't like Biden. I don't like Trump. I hate all politicians because they're elitists that don't care about you. But I call it like I see it on both sides. And let me tell you, if this was Donald J. Trump's dog, I believe that's his middle initial, he would be crucified. But oh, Joe Biden, oh, we'll give that all-timer's patient a pass. He means well. Let's go, Brandon.
You cannot say that.
Dad!
Yeah.
Except it's kind of true because Major is gone.
It's bad. It's bad.
Major was his rescue dog that had some biting issues. And apparently President Biden had spoken with veterinarians. And
yeah, can you guys get him to quit biting? Actually, why am I talking with so much energy? Joe Biden, I don't even think has ever had that much energy. How you doing, man? You doing? Can I like touch some hair, please? President Biden. Oh, you're offended by this? Shut up. I hate all politicians.
Another like trainers and stuff, and they came to the
I'm Kamala. I'm Kamala, however you say her name. I'm so cool. The way I banged the mayor of San Francisco 30 years ago, and that's how I got into politics.
Conclusion that Major needs to go away. Somewhere quiet.
And to be fair, I'm Donald Trump. I'm a sociopath. I mean, I hate them all. And then you have a dog be so bad that you need to get it evicted? That's frightening. What I'm about to say, you can be offended by whatever. I don't care. The legacy of your kids define the man that you are. So this isn't about what I think of Biden as a president because I hate him. This isn't about what I think about Trump as a president because I hate him. This isn't about what I thought about Obama, Bush, or Clinton in my lifetime because I hate everybody that's an elected official. You're all asswipes. But nothing determines the legacy of a man more than how his kids are in life. I get that your kids can kind of be losers and it's not always your fault, but if your son has a sex tape of him smoking crack, then you're kind of a loser. And if you can't take care of a dog and you have a dog acting up so badly, when you're the president of the USA, you literally have a dog that is acting up. Yeah, something's going on behind closed doors. And I have these new frat boy neighbors. And I don't think they know that I'm doing a podcast and they think I'm just yelling to myself, which I'm basically doing.
That Major needs to go away.
Yeah.
Somewhere quiet.
You're telling me that the most important man in the world, I guess, couldn't like figure out a way to get a dog trainer? Like, that's how far gone his dog was.
Wait, hold on. That's what they said about Old Yeller. What do you mean needs to go where somewhere?
Yeah.
He's going to live with family friends of the Bidens.
Ah, oh, that sounds fun. You alive, bud?
He's going to a farm upstate.
It's fine because you want the dog to be somewhere where they're happy.
Yeah, not around their dad. Not around Joe. I don't think anyone's ever really happy around Joe. Again, I don't care if you voted for Biden and you thought he was better than Trump. I don't care if you voted for Trump and you thought he was better than Biden. I hate all politicians. I can't hold it in anymore. I'm losing my mind. It's completely fine if you think he was a better candidate. My God. This is the leader of the free world? Can I just be in the ground already? I already kind of am there.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. Will.
Nothing like the little he was live where he was seeing the no red Santa tracker and Joe Biden's like and there's a guy that calls in and it gets good. How would I rate Joe Biden and any politician ever? Yeah.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. Will.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas as well.
Merry
Christmas, and let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
And that's the most political, that's the most edgy and wild I will be on this show. This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. When I tell you that the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce is the best in the Bay, I am a man of my words. I would not lie to you. I would not steer you in the wrong direction. Go to TampaBayHotSauce.com, sign up for the newsletter, see all the locations of where you can get their product in person in Florida. But if you don't live in Florida, you can order online at TampaBayHotSauce.com. And when you get that nice hot sauce, tag us on Instagram at Ryan Hoppy Radio at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Whoa, hey! Oh, hey! It's like a koala bear crapped a rainbow in my brain!
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
Oh, yeah. Call the show. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. If you're listening live on Spreaker, I also will see your messages in the chat room. And you can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
He never holds back.
Why?
And he speaks his mind.
Oh, that's right.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
But I'm right here.
It's the nightmare after Christmas for hundreds of thousands of Americans.
Sounds fun. Let's go flying in the middle of a pandemic around a bunch of rich and elite airlines that don't care about you and being around a bunch of slobs known as Americans. Let's go to the airport. Woo!
3,000 flights were canceled over the holiday weekend.
So in 2016 or 15, I believe it was 15 or 16, one of those, there was cancellations all across the board at O'Hare Airport, like across the board because there was snow. So I had to hang out in Illinois for like 4 more days or something. I forget why. Anyway, there is nothing worse than panic at the airport. That is just where you see the scum of society. And the scum of society doesn't always have to be a dirty person. It can be a beautiful woman or an elite person, but you see the scum of society when panic happens.
And when Omicron hit air crews,
I'm Omicron Percy, I ate.
Grounding planes and stranding passengers. The mayhem wasn't just on the ground. This face-off over a mask happened on a Delta flight from Tampa to Atlanta.
Oh my God, who cares if you have to wear a mask? I don't want to wear a mask. I hate wearing a mask. But just deal with it, you assholes.
A quick-thinking flight attendant used a food cart to break it up.
Good.
Mask on.
Oh, mind your own business. Join the Mile High Club and relax a little bit, honey.
She was arrested when she arrived in Atlanta.
Ah, sounds like a delight.
It's like
she's the real angel.
2020 all over again with over 200,000 new cases a day.
I am beginning to think that maybe the vaccine is pretty good at helping you not feel as crappy when you get COVID. But I'm kind of getting the vibe that it really doesn't change the fact if you'll get COVID or not, or again.
And dire warnings of up to 1 million a day in the future.
Oh, that's good. Oh, we have things to look forward to. And at least we have Fauci, that rich elite asswipe, who totally doesn't seem like he's trying to fearmonger at all. I'm not saying to go on TV and be like, yeah, bro, we're going to manifest COVID-19 going away. But are we just doing this forever? Doomsday, doomsday. I know it is doomsday, but you know what I'm saying? Like, Fauci's an asshole. Yeah, he's been correct about some things, but he's been incorrect about a lot of things. The CDC are assholes. The politicians are assholes. Biden is an asshole. Trump is an asshole. Look out for yourself. Don't be a sheep. And I'm not saying, like, don't get vaccinated, but think with your own opinion. Turn off the news. Meditate. Listen to this planet. We're trying to destroy the planet, but it's destroying us.
We should say that we have been tested this morning. We're also socially distanced.
Oh, thank God. I was so worried if the news anchors were next to each other. Please just know that you guys deserve a badge of honor. You went to your news desk to spread propaganda, and you did it by being 6 feet apart. Oh, thank God you showed up to work. We need your propaganda.
Everything that's going on.
Yeah.
There are fears that Omicron may combine with the flu for a 1-2 punch.
Why not? Just add it to the party. Omicron. Woo! Let's do it. Oh, hell yeah. Let's just all die. The only Omicron I like is Futurama. All the other Omicrons can kiss my ass.
People of Earth, I am Lur of the planet Omicron Pussy I-8. Is this thing on?
I don't think so. It's like Joe Biden if he was a Futurama character.
I am Lur, ruler of the planet Omicron Pussy I-8.
That's the only Omicron I like. Everyone's like, this is the Omarion diet. Icebox where my heart used to be. I'm like, Omicron, Omarion don't sound alike, but there's not enough people screaming I am about the Omicron Percy I-8.
At the same time, influenza's waking up around the country.
Yeah, old man, we're just going to bow down to you. You're some old man that they grabbed from a university. That's the other thing, too. Nobody knows what's going on. Nobody predicted this would happen. So when you have these experts who were just randomly picked to go on TV and give you their opinion, they're really no different than Max Kellerman on ESPN. They're just guessing because we don't know what the fuck is going to happen.
Starting to spread itself.
Yeah.
If the two of them come together, we might.
Okay, listen, like, they're correct about a lot of things because they know the information we don't. But don't try to put any predictions out. You know what I mean? Like, say, it's bad, this is bad, this is bad. This, but then, like, don't say, oh, but you just got to do this. You don't know. All you assholes have been wrong about everything.
Might have one of those twindemics we've been worried about. Both flu and COVID at the same time. That.
You know what they need to do? If you really want everybody to get vaccinated, say that vaccinations are so uncool. It's kind of like I grew up watching TV. I was an only child. What a surprise, an only child watching TV. And I was into The Office when it first began. And I loved The Office. And then my dad got into The Office. Then my dad got into Modern Family. Then my dad got into Two and a Half Men. And my dad liked Seinfeld since day one. And I hated those shows. So all you need is the liberal media and the liberal politicians to go, hey, insert liberal, we're going to tell the Republicans that getting vaccinated is not cool, and then they'll end up doing it. Act like it's normal, and then 100% of people will be vaccinated. You know what I'm saying? Like, act like, have a little secret meeting amongst all you liberal, uptight piece of garbage assholes that want everything canceled, and you're a bunch of douchebags, and get together and go, if we really want to have everybody vaccinated, just say that it's not cool. Because you're never going to get 100% of people to do it. But I don't know. What do I know? Not much.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard. When I tell you that he is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. RichKBarber.com. Sign up for an appointment on the Salon Loft app or at RichKBarber.com. And if you want to have a haircut sooner, you can always join the waiting list. And when you go there and you get that nice, sexy haircut, tell him I sent you, and he'll say that I'm really great, that I'm wonderful, and he'll hook you up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Important story for parents to hear. Rise in teens on TikTok self-diagnosing themselves with rare mental health disorders, in most cases that they don't have.
Yeah, I'm indifferent about TikTok. I first hated it, but then when you date a really beautiful girlfriend that's 4 years younger than you and almost in a different generation, yeah, you kind of want to be hip. So I've learned to like it. I'll post the videos of me doing my podcast at work. If it's 5 minutes of Hoppy Hour or when Hoppy Hour got the host on Migs and Swig on Christmas Day, oh, that was fun. So I like TikTok. But it's nauseating, and everybody does the same trend, and everybody copies each other. Like, if there was a synonym for the word TikTok, it'd be plagiarism.
After watching videos on the social platform, it's a story first reported by the Wall Street Journal. Ariel Reshef has more.
Oh, thank God. You have her reporting? Ariel is going to be a good report.
The ID typically occurs between the ages of 6 and 9.
Experts warning about what they call a troubling trend on TikTok.
That what, a bunch of sex jokes that are hacky? Oh, I like orgasms! The annoying website. An annoying app.
Could leave some teens believing they have a serious mental disorder.
Hello.
Posts with the hashtag dissociative identity disorder.
I think I have that.
And borderline personality disorder.
I don't have that.
Viewed hundreds of millions of times. Some of those videos listing possible signs to look out for and encouraging viewers to self-evaluate.
Oh, that sounds good. I got a bunch of teenagers that already are going through hormones and all the problems. Have them think they're mentally ill. Yeah, man. Our planet just needs to explode. Every single one of us need to die and just move on. This planet, we don't deserve this planet. This planet has done nothing but produce. I mean, yeah, Mother Nature can be kind of a whore. But this planet's beautiful. And all we do is just do douchey things in our lifetime. Ah, the human race sucks.
18-year-old Samantha Fridley says she was convinced she was suffering from one of those conditions.
I remember just seeing these videos like on my For You page about just like people saying like, oh, here's signs you may have this disorder. Like it was like bipolar.
Okay, my thing is this. You can't be a victim about everything, man. Then we're just going to bring this into our lifetime. Oh, an app told me. Like, I don't know. I'm very empathetic, and I like to think things out. I make a lot of dumb decisions in the past, but I like to think things out when I do. And I'd be like, I want another opinion. Because I live in denial of death. I live in denial that my family members have died. I live in denial that I'm insane with bipolar and ADD and ADHD. So what I do is I just don't think about it. But these teens now like need to analyze everything. It's like, you really don't.
Or like borderline or all these different like rare disorders I've never even heard of before.
Got it.
And my mind like would just be like, you know, like, maybe I don't have just depression and anxiety.
If I may quote DJ Screw, my mind just went blank. But then I was going to play a news clip about Alec Baldwin. And now I want to punch him in the face.
Now, Happy Hot Topic.
Famous personalities who found themselves thrust into the public spotlight in 2021.
Famous celebrities that are going to get away with their crime because they are rich and elite, even though they are going into the same ground that we are, with the same maggots eating their body.
Sometimes not in a flattering way. None more so than actor Alec Baldwin.
Oh, the poor baby. Oh, are you okay, Alec? You sociopathic piece of garbage.
And the tragic shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the movie set Rust.
Yeah.
The trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
I didn't pull the trigger. I just did it. But because I'm Alec Baldwin, I can say I did anything. He literally didn't murder somebody, but he took a life. Like, you know that analogy that liars can murder somebody or get into a car crash and say, oh, but I didn't do it? He's literally doing that. And then you have that asswipe George Stephanopoulos, that liberal douchebag, and Alec Baldwin's real liberal, so they kind of have each other's back. He's like, oh, yeah. The bullet came from the gun that you were holding that everyone saw the trigger go off, but because Alec Baldwin, who's rich and elite, can do whatever he wants, we're just going to go that he didn't shoot the gun, even though the bullet came from the gun that he was holding, and there's the picture of him crying afterwards. But I didn't do anything. I'm Alec Baldwin.
So you never pulled the trigger?
Yeah. No. I didn't pull the trigger, because it was almost like karma for ripping into anybody that liked guns, and then it's like, oh, I didn't even know how to use one. I'm a rich and elite asswipe.
We'll tell if he can ever get his career back on track.
I don't really think it was really doing well in the first place.
rapper Travis Scott found himself in the center of the Astroworld disaster. And
he didn't know what was going on right in front of him. That was all the fans of Travis Scott that were in denial that he didn't care about you. I don't believe that he would just let people die. Travis Scott's a really good person, even though I've never met him.
Texas, where 10 people lost their lives at his concert.
There's some girl, Alan. There's somebody dead in there. There's somebody dead in there. I would have felt dead if I walked in because Travis Scott's performing.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah.
It's now over.
Oh, jeez. Wrong button. I meant to persist.
Happy hour will be right back.
I'm never perfect a day in my life. There's a lot of radio shows that voice track things. They go, hi, here's what's coming up with Camila Cabello. She is single now. Here is her song on Insert Top 40 Station. I'm here. I'm never perfect. But I put on a damn good show. And let me tell you that this following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com, the best printing company in all of the Bay Area. Posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed up. If you go to WestchasePrinting.com and you get that invoice and you tell them I sent you, because they were going to hook you up anyway, because they are a legit website, but if you tell them I sent you, oh boy, they'll hook you up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
This 856.
Volume, preferably in a residential area.
856-494-6773. 856-49-HOPPY. Woo!
This.
What's going on? It's chaos. My neighbors that are just moving in or walking by probably thinking I'm weird.
High volume.
What's going on? That's irritating.
Physically repulsive.
Thanks, bitch. I already knew.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
Chaos began. Longtime Bachelor host Chris Harrison was let go from the popular reality show.
Oh no, the pretentious white guy got fired. No! If you like The Bachelor, you're not someone I want to hang out with. You don't have any taste.
Harrison came under fire after defending contestant Rachel Kirkconnell.
Ah, that douche.
Who liked a photo on social media featuring a Confederate flag.
Not a smart decision. No one's going to see my likes. What are you talking about? You're famous, kind of. Oh, you're famous for being hot, so it's not really that unique or talented or whatever, but you're famous nonetheless, so you should think things out more. But if you're going on The Bachelor to find true love, there's really nothing original about you. There's really nothing likable about you. You don't really deserve to be on TV because there's nothing cool. Whoa, you know how to put on makeup. So unique. And I would say the same about the men when it's The Bachelorette. Whoa, you worked out and you have no personality. Oh, wow, this is great TV. A good riddance.
And who attended an Old South plantation theme party in 2018.
Why are they blocking out the faces on this thing? They're showing all the faces of everybody. It was on social media. Like, so on the original social media post, these girls put up the pictures of the plantation party. But when the media was showing it, they were blurring out the faces of everybody at the party but the girl on The Bachelorette. It's like, no. If you had the guts to go to a plantation party, you should be exposed. Trust me, everyone's seen you exposed. The legend of these girls in Birmingham, Alabama.
2019.
Wendy Williams was off the
same with Colton
air for most of 2021.
Oh no, Wendy Williams is off TV. No, that dirty rotten.
Several health issues.
And mental issues, too.
September, the 57-year-old talk show host was diagnosed with a breakthrough case of COVID.
Oh, no, I was so worried.
She also has publicly battled Graves' disease for years. We saw her running errands around New York City.
I'm in a wheelchair.
Getting into a wheel.
I've run my mouth about everybody, and I probably would have made fun of someone for being in a wheelchair, but now that I'm actually sick, please feel bad for me, karma!
Wheelchair. Celebrity guest hosts have been filling in for her on...
And the guest hosts are bringing in better ratings. What does that say about Wendy? I'm sorry she's not feeling well, but that will never prevent me from showing my disdain for that woman. She's ruined everyone else's life, but we're supposed to treat her with privacy? Huh? What are you talking about? To me, if you were looking for a double standard, that would be the fact that we protect Wendy Williams' life, but she's allowed to ruin everyone else's life.
Her on her show, and will continue to do so well into the new year.
Oh yeah, Michael Rappaport being the host of a Wendy Williams show. I'm a white guy from New York, and I'm crazy, man. I yell a lot. Almost like I'm the Chicago version. I'm a white guy from Chicago that yells as well. It's almost like I'm projecting because we're kind of similar. He's just a rich and famous actor.
Josh Duggar was convicted on child pornography charges.
Burn in hell. Oh, but we got to make more kids because they're not going to be damaged.
Duggar, who found fame on the hit reality show 19 Kids and Counting.
Gross.
Is the
two kids is annoying. One kid, gross. Get away from me. Yuck. You don't find kids cute? No, they're gross and douchebags.
The eldest son in the deeply religious Duggar family. He later admitted to a porn addiction and to
that's good.
Cheating on his wife, Anna.
Yeah, remember when he was on, like, not Plenty of Fish, that would be even worse, Ashley Madison, and his email was on there, and then his wife stuck by his side, and since he's had, like, seven kids, yeah, you have the integrity of a dead rat.
The 33-year-old now faces up to...
Oh, but that's what God would want me to be with a man who bangs a bunch of women and watches underage porn. He's a man of integrity, I tell you. I mean, he's really no different than the priest.
Religious Duggar family. He later admitted to a porn addiction and to cheating on his wife, Anna.
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to put my penis everywhere.
The 33-year-old now faces up to 20 years in prison.
He'll get 2 years of probation.
Singer R. Kelly was convicted on...
I don't care anymore. 856, burn in hell, R. Kelly. 49, Hoppy. 856, 494, 67, 73. I'm out of breath, man. I think Betty White is, too, at this point.
Got two of them at home.
Time now for pop news. Janae's got her pop news hat back on.
Yep. All right, popped it back on. Time for pop news, and we begin this morning.
I love these news reporters that seem like they hate each other, but they're trying to be funny. Look, we're having banter. We're so funny. We like each other, even though we talk shit about each other behind each other's back.
All right, popped it back on. Time for pop news, and we begin this morning with Miss Betty White gearing up for her centennial birthday.
Not many people hear that word, because no one really lives to 100. I've never heard the word centennial birthday.
In just a few weeks, the Golden Girl will be bringing in the big 100. That's right, 100. And to celebrate early, she's revealing her secrets to longevity. The actress sitting down with People Magazine saying...
It's weird because it's like everybody, not everybody lives to 50, but it's so common to go, oh, you're a part of the big 50. But it's weird to think of like how much of an accomplishment that is. Like not everybody lives to 100. You know what I mean? We're going to be dead someday. It's a part of my anxiety.
That she was born an optimist and that finding the positive is the key to her long life.
Got it.
We can all take on that. White also joking about her diet, saying, quote, I try to avoid anything green. I think it's working. Miss White going on to share that she feels amazing and is lucky.
Her farts must be delightful.
To be in such good health at almost 100 years young. Nowadays, she likes to spend her days playing.
Laying around going, how the hell am I alive?
In crossword puzzles, card games, and watching golf.
I thought they were going to say, when they said crossing, or they said crossword puzzles, I thought they were going to say Animal Crossing. I was like, wow, she's got a Nintendo Switch? She's kind of hip. But then I remembered that she's 100 years old.
To be in such good health at almost 100 years young. Nowadays, she likes to spend her days playing crossword puzzles, card games, and watching golf and Jeopardy.
Woo!
To read more about
She's like every other old woman.
Betty, you can pick up the latest issue.
Because she's an old woman.
Of People Magazine on newsstands wide. You know,
she's the best.
She really, really is. And to be 100, I've been thinking about it because my birthday's coming up in next week.
And I'm going to have a crisis. Oh, no. The expectations of social media will make me think I need to have a baby.
You got a few more of those.
Yeah, a few more. I do. We're so fortunate to get to age, really. And to be Betty White, really incredible. So hats off to her.
Thank you for that sage, deep advice. We're lucky to get old. Whoa.
She's happy. Yep. Exactly. No green. Also this morning, season 2 of the Emmy-winning docuseries Cheer is tumbling onto our...
Oh, tumbling. I like how she does this with one-liners because she really wants to not do this job forever. So she puts a lot of emphasis into her reports.
Our screens in exactly 2 weeks. And this morning, we're getting a look at its highly anticipated return with a new trailer. Check it out.
I don't care. And I probably can't play it because of the licensing. 856-49-OP.
I'd like a $9,000 prostitute, please.
Ah, wouldn't we all?
Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. When I tell you that Amir Academy of Martial Arts is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. When I lie to you, 2700 22nd Street North, and that is in St. Petersburg, AmirAcademy.com, Amir Academy on Instagram, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m.
Happy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Oh, my God. Bizarre.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But, Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Damn right.
It's Amir for Hollywood Life with your music roundup. And
what up? I had my mic off. That's why I'll never make it on radio.
We're going to start this one with Selena Gomez, new back tattoo.
Yeah. Target practice time.
Earlier this month.
I don't even know what that means, but I do, but I don't, but I do. I'm just saying. Target practice. That'd be fun. Pew. Pew.
Gomez, new back tattoo.
Abort. Or that might be an option.
Earlier this month, the singer gave fans a small glimpse of her very large back tattoo, which covered the middle of Selena's upper back.
Yeah! Oh, man, what is she doing?
Well, now the singer's tattoo artist is showing off the official look, and let's just say, it's very cute. The tattoo shows a pink rose dripping black ink in a watercolor style with...
Not the first time!
...the number 76 written in Roman numerals above it.
Dripping black ink a lot.
At this moment, it's unclear what this tattoo is supposed to represent.
I think we all know.
But it is said to be a tribute to a family member who means a lot to Selena.
Oh, that makes it weird.
But all right, switching gears to Dr. Dre and his divorce.
He took the biggest L of 2021. Why didn't he sign a prenup?
TMZ reports that the condom native has to pay his ex-wife, Nicole Young, $100 million.
Why? Because you had sex with him? Whoa! What an accomplishment! Because you married him for his integrity and good personality. He never cheats. You're not a money-grubbing gold digger.
Despite the fact that she initially asked for half of Dr. Dre's $820 million for...
Thank God she didn't get that. Whoa, you gave him a blowjob. How cool.
Fortune. Dre is also keeping the 7 properties.
All 2 times.
That they shared together. And he will keep the rights to his master recordings.
Oh, thank God she doesn't get the music that he created. Thank the Lord, man.
According to the outlet, the music mogul is delighted by this outcome.
Yeah, he's like, get away from me and don't ever talk to me again.
And his actions.
And she's like, I don't mind doing the same to you, bud.
Definitely show that he's happy overall by this separation.
Yeah, she seems like kind of a bad person. And he seems like kind of a bad person when you mix two bad people. You have a bad divorce.
Recall just a few weeks ago, Dr. Dre was posted in front of a silver balloon sign that read divorce, and he was cheesing pretty hard. All right, so my...
He's like, I'm free. I mean, think about that. You lose $100 million. Dr. Dre's like, whatever. It's nothing but a G thing, baby. My humor today is killing it. I am just full of one-liners and absolute humor. It's making you all laugh.
Why do you play Adele's 30 album for this man? Okay, but now on to Zendaya, Tom Holland, and New Year's Eve.
Why?
The source close to the actress told Hot...
Now they're all out and about because the movie director didn't want them banging, and she's never wanted anybody on her movies to bang, and they all bang. So now they feel like they don't have as much pressure because they don't have to deal with this Karen of a director, so they're like, yeah, we're banging.
Life exclusively that for Christmas, this couple kept it low-key. Spent the day at home with their dogs.
I would too. You had all this action of doing the movie all year long and having to pretend you weren't banging. I would relax too. I've been relaxing too, but I got so bored today that I recorded this podcast because I always think of my fan base.
And they intend to do the same thing as they bring in the new year.
All right. I'll be working 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. I'm supposed to work till 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., but they're like, hey, so we're going to have you work longer because, never mind. 856-494-6773.
Was Pete Davidson's mom spotted at the famous Kardashian Jenner Christmas party? Was Pete in attendance? Was the party as lavish as previous years?
They're on a little bit of a budget. They only spent $7.5 million, not $8 million.
We have so many questions, so let's get into it.
I'm just saying. Oh, let's get into it. Let's get into it. I bet she would find my voice delightful.
So let's get into it.
Pete and Kim have definitely been getting pretty close lately.
Yeah, and Kanye West got even closer. We'll get to that in a second.
Recently, she was snapped by the paparazzi leaving Pete's New York apartment after a cozy weekend together.
Nothing cozy. Hot and steamy. Especially because it's cold in New York, so you know they had the heat on, so they got a little sweaty.
And of course, we can't forget their movie date night in Staten Island just before that. So...
Pete Davidson's eyes are so glossy. Oh, what a life, bro. And her eye is like a little glossy. They're smoking weed and banging each other.
With things heating up between the two celebs, it's no wonder fans thought they might have seen a glimpse of Pete's mom at the Car Jenner Christmas party.
Oh, geez.
What sparked the rumors that Amy Davidson was an invitee, you may?
I don't know, because maybe they would bring the mother over. What a crazy concept to think about. Pete Davidson bringing his mother to his girlfriend's house? Whoa!
I ask? Well, Chloe posted an IG gallery, and in one of the videos, you can see a woman in the background.
And she's like, I don't have daddy issues as bad as you people. 856-49-HOPPY.
Send fans into a full-on frenzy.
Let me rewind. Tom Holland, what the hell did he do?
Tom Holland just sent fans into a full-on frenzy after he liked an Instagram post claiming short men have more sex. Let's get into it.
Whoa, rich and famous people have sex? Whoa!
Look, Tom Holland might not be 6'3", but he's making it pretty obvious that his height hasn't ever stopped him from getting some.
Yeah, he's got BDE. He controls the room. He commands the room. And anybody who's jealous of him, or anybody that's jealous of Pete Davidson, they're just not getting laid, and they're projecting it onto celebrities that they wish they were, even though those celebrities have the same problem as them.
With the recent release of his highly anticipated MCU flick, Spider-Man No Way Home, It's safe to say that all eyes are on Tom, furthered only by his romance with co-star Zendaya.
Got it.
But strangely enough, some internet users were seriously...
I don't care. 856, 49 happy.
According to multiple reports, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver are officially divorced.
Took her long enough. Oh, I'm sure you're with him for his great personality, because he never cheats.
More than 10 years after Maria's initial filing.
Yeah, took a while. She's like, I kind of like the attention and clout.
He's great. He's great. He's a great husband and dad.
The couple met.
He's a great husband and dad. He bangs the nanny, but no big deal.
In 1977 and tied the knot in 1986.
Yeah.
E.T. was actually outside the church on their big day.
Whoa, good for you. Wow, that's quite the accomplishment. You're at the wedding of a sham? Whoa. Yeah, cheat on her already. You already have.
They were married for 25 years and share four children together.
Well, I think whenever Arnold speaks, people are always interested in what he has to say.
Maria was seen by...
Now, 25 years later, she's like, shut up, shut up, shut up. And he's like, oh, God, I can't take it anymore. Where the hell is the nanny?
By Arnold's side during his campaign for governor of California in 2003.
Yeah.
I think it's great that all these people come out and take time out of their day.
And now he's going to be a governor back in 04. He's going to bang a lot of interns and I'll pretend that he's not doing it.
And, you know, come out here to cheer Arnold on.
Months after his term ended, Arnold and Maria announced their separation in May 2011.
Took you 10 years. Whoa. Oh, he was so fun the last 10 years. Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Such a delightful guy.
Controversy struck days later when it was revealed Arnold admitted to fathering a secret son 14 years earlier.
Yeah, Maria Shriver has no credibility. I'm going to be with a man that has kids on the side, but I'm with him for his great personality, not his money.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by RyanHoppyRadio.com. Odyssey, Amazon Music, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Audible, Deezer, Mixcloud. You can always listen to Hoppy Hour. And it's on QuadPod, QOD, POD.com/RyanHoppy and Z Radio Live every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
I got PhDs in four scientific disciplines.
Really?
Why do you think they call me Dr. Quinn?
I just thought that was a nickname. You know, like Dr. Dre. East Side.
God, you're stupid.
Hey, shut your hat.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Plenty of us enjoy a hoppy brew now and then.
You said my last name!
So will having a beer brewed by nuns make it taste better?
Yeah! Brought to you by repressed sexual energy! Let's make some beer! Just keep the priests away! Nuns are cool, priests not so much.
A few years ago, Benedictine nuns of the Maredette Abbey in Belgium fell on hard times.
Yeah.
We were a small group of nuns without enough income to allow us to maintain the building.
Oh, that sucks.
It was therefore necessary...
Pray to God, where the hell's the money?
...to find an effective solution to generate income.
Yeah.
Beer allowed us to meet this need.
Ah, oh, that's good. 856. Whatever.
I tested positive this morning for COVID.
I am Hugh Jackman, and I think that because I got COVID, that everybody should feel bad for me. I love these influencers or celebrities that are letting us know you had COVID. Trust me, when Tom Hanks got it, it was a big deal. When the NBA season was postponed that same day, and I believe the NHL season and March Madness was canceled, yeah, we cared. But now you got COVID, not Alec Baldwin. I bet he did, though. Hugh Jackman. Oh, no. We're so worried.
Hugh Jackman has COVID. The Music Man broke the news to fans on Instagram today.
Oh, no. My life is so forever ruined.
Hey.
My symptoms are like a cold. I have a...
Whoa, like everybody else?
A scratchy throat. And a...
Whoa, like everybody else?
A bit of a runny nose.
Wow, you're an interesting person. You got COVID? Whoa.
But I'm fine. And I'm just going to do everything I can to get better ASAP.
No one cares, bro. Trust me, nobody cares.
We're learning more about the woman at the center of that disturbing clash on a plane.
Sociopath!
Patricia
Ah, she slapped an old man. Oh, I bet she's a freak in the bedroom. 2-point conversion time!
Cornwall was arrested for allegedly hitting and spitting on a 69-year-old man.
Alleged? It's on camera and his face is bloody. Oh, but we gotta be legally safe. Alleged. No.
So, who is she?
Some bitch.
Cornwall now works as a realtor, but she used to be a Raiderette cheerleader.
Of course she did.
She's also a former actress who appeared on Married with Children and...
Whoa, she did one scene in a TV show? Quite the talented actress. Where the hell is her Emmy?
Baywatch, under the name Patty Breton.
Oh, wow. That acting you did on Baywatch, man, you really put your body on the line.
You won the bikini contest in Palm Springs last year.
The criminal complaint obtained by Inside Edition says the clash...
She has crazy MILF energy. I love it.
...started when Cornwall was returning from the bathroom and found the beverage cart blocking the aisle. The flight attendant asked Cornwall to find an open seat until beverage service was complete.
Ah, man, flying must be so fun right now.
Sit down, Karen.
The old guy's like, I could be dead in 5 minutes. I can't take this.
Service was complete.
Listen to this.
Sit down, Karen.
Sit down, Karen. Man, this planet, we just need to die. This is great. The old guy was being polite the whole time, and he goes...
Service was complete.
And he goes, I can't take it.
Sit down, Karen.
What a badass.
Cornwall and the elderly passenger Russell Miller then go at it over masks.
I'm eating and drinking. Leave him alone.
When he calls her a rude name.
Hell yeah, bro. Defend yourself from this crazy bitch.
The police report says Miller had visible injury. Cornwall then spit in his face and head area.
She does like to spit. 856. 49 happy.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. When you go to TampaBayHotSauce.com, bro, it's like the best website ever, man. It's like so good. I sound passive aggressive, but I'm just trying to waste some time while I load the website. Okay, here we go. Here are all the locations to where you can get the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. Whole Foods Market in Florida, Bell's, I used to call it Beals, Hitchcock's Green Market, Dignitary Cafe, Interbay Meat Market, Palmacia Village Health Market, Mermaid Secret Garden, Tommy's Fresh Produce Garden, Joe's Farm Fresh Produce Deli, Land and Sea Market, Kelsey's on Cortez, Great Grills and more, JJ Markets, Rick's Reef, Big Race Fish Camp, Parksdale Farm Market, McCain's Old Florida Gourmet, Beach Bazaar, Nokomis Groves, Bull Market, Citrus Park, Landscape Nursery. That's my favorite. Listen, that's literally the whole Bay Area. So when you tell me I can't find the hot sauce, no, you can always find it. But if for some reason every place is sold out, which could be possible because it's the best hot sauce ever, you can order online at TampaBayHotSauce.com and then tag us on Instagram at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Why did I say my name first? Because you should be tagging Tampa Bay Hot Sauce first.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Search for a motive following a shooting spree in Colorado that left 4 people dead.
No one's even reporting on it. We have become desensitized to shootings. You can't make me think otherwise.
1201 William Street, 11 Adams. Could be on a possible shooting.
It started Monday evening, spanning at least seven different locations. Officials say the gunman first opened fire in Denver, killing two women in one area and a man in another.
What the hell is going on in Colorado? Bad vibes, bro.
Denver police quickly identifying the suspect's vehicle, which led to a wild chase when they tried to take him into custody.
Yeah.
There was an exchange of gunfire. Mm-hmm. We believe that the individual, after disabling the police car, fled into Lakewood.
Police say the suspect shot and killed another person in that Denver suburb.
The driver then fled on foot in the area behind us in the Belmar shopping area, where he allegedly felony menaced another business with a firearm.
I'm sorry, man. This planet, man, we need to get off of it. We don't deserve it.
Trevor Noah is suing a New York City hospital and doctor.
Speaking of, like, the worst comedian ever, I say really big words, so I'm smarmier and funnier than you.
Trevor Noah.
Definitely smarmier.
Is suing a New York City hospital and doctor after he was left with, quote, permanent and severe injuries after surgery in 2020.
Yeah, they're like, you suck at comedy. Who cares about this operation? We'll half-ass it.
Last month, The Daily Show host filed a lawsuit against Dr. Riley J. Williams and the...
He's like, God, Trevor Noah's never going to go away. He's like herpes.
Hospital for special surgery in Manhattan.
Like, you know when Trevor Noah sues you? Like, he goes all out because he's an asshole.
Which stated he suffered from severe emotional distress and great physical pain caused by the procedure.
That sucks.
Trevor claims that the defendants were negligent and careless in failing to treat and care for him in a careful and skillful manner.
Mm-hmm.
The court papers also hold the defendants accountable for failing to prescribe proper medications and failing to use proper tests and examinations in order to diagnose the conditions.
Oh, happy hot topic!
Audi is here to save the day after Wheel of Fortune viewers called for action when contestant Charlene Rubush missed out on winning a brand new car over a very small technicality.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is too funny.
Thank God they fixed it, because literally no one cares about game shows anymore.
On with $16,500.
Let me rewind here.
Very small technicality.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, this is too funny.
Yeah,
so Charlene made it all the way to the bonus round with $16,500 before being faced with the puzzle in what are you doing category. She appeared to have solved the phrase to win a brand new Audi Q3, only to be told she paused too long between the words of her answer. Take a look.
That technicality of game shows. You should be grateful that someone A wants to be on one and someone B is watching it. Okay, boomer.
All right. What are you doing is the category. You have 10 seconds to try to talk it out.
What am I doing? I'm trying to keep away from you, you creep.
Good luck.
Oh, jeez.
Choosing the right card.
No.
Choosing the right... word.
You know, this one's tough because you said all the right words,
screw you. It's a game show. Just be nice for once. But he sounds like a douchebag. And everything he's ever tried to do of not being, besides the game show, he's failed at. So I don't seem shocked that he would make a big deal out of it. He seems like a douche.
Oh, happy hot topic.
I'm Pat Sajak. I got a riveting personality. Oh, I bring such great content. Push that button, Vanna. Shut up.
It's Amira for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, and we're going to start this one off with Demi Lovato and their new look.
Thank God.
The holiday weekend, the singer debuted a new buzz cut look on Instagram, and in the caption, they call it this major transformation.
She needs to just focus on herself. She's chasing after fake ghosts, doing the California sobriety of smoking weed. She's doing all these things to prove that she's happy. She needs to just leave.
A fresh start. In the short IG...
She says she needs a fresh... start, but then she's letting us know about it, so she's really not going under a fresh start. A fresh start would be going away forever.
The video, Demi looked extremely cut out for the edgy look.
She looks...
They rocked gold earrings, dramatic brows, and a black blazer with just a tad bit of cleavage out. The former Disney star is certainly no stranger to switching up her look. Recall just back in mid-June, they debuted a fringy black mullet that looked so good it even made Joan Jett jealous.
Oh, wow. That's a really relevant name to use. Joan Jett liked it. That's a really big accomplishment. Put that on your LinkedIn. Joan Jett approved of me. Whoa.
Have you all seen this new look? Let us know your thoughts in the comments. But all right, switching gears to Camila Cabello and social media.
Why?
This weekend, the Havana singer shared on her Instagram story that she would be taking a small social media break.
Oh no, you're leaving social media? How are we going to survive? I've taken a break this week, but I didn't announce it. Oh, but thank God you let us know, Camila Cabello. That really helps out my anxiety that I know that you're just taking a break, that you're okay.
Until the new year. Mm-hmm. Now you might wonder why the singer would decide to do this, but
for attention.
In a simple message, Camila wrote that she just wants to spend a little less time on her phone this week.
It sounds like you're totally doing a...
It's no shock that
I'm letting you know that I want to be on my phone less by making a post about being on my phone less and then probably looking at the views about this post of me being on my phone less. Yeah, hypocrite.
She probably wants to enjoy the rest of the holiday season.
Oh yeah, it's just wonderful. Everyone's getting COVID. Our president has dementia and things are just wonderful. Oh yeah, celebrate the season.
And she seems to have been pretty busy as she just performed at the White House for their Christmas special.
Oh, that sounds fun. I bet he didn't. Never mind.
Kim Kardashian is under fire after not so accidentally posting Spider-Man No Way Home spoilers on social media. Let's get into it.
Anybody that spoils a movie, you're just an asshole. Like, if you're talking to somebody who has seen the movie, that's one thing. But to just post a spoiler on social media, you have a small D, you're overcompensating, you think you need to drive that big truck, and you're kind of a tool, and you don't need the Magnum condoms that you claim you need, because you're small D energy.
Anyone who's already seen Spider-Man No Way Home knows that the movie is chock full of twists and turns.
Okay.
But let's just say fans weren't quite expecting a twist like this.
Oh, wow.
You see, Kim Kardashian found herself in hot water after taking to Instagram stories to show off her seriously impressive at-home movie theater on Monday night, where she was seemingly watching the new Spider-Man.
Oh, that's cool.
And when she reached the end of the film, she posted photos of the big screen on her stories, complete with some full-on spoilers.
I don't think she cares. I don't think she even knows what she's watching.
There's been a ton of speculation on why Kanye West bought the house across the street from ex Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
But we're giving you the real tea. Let's get into it.
Please give me the tea. I'll take a green with some sugar.
Okay, by now we've all heard the news. Ye and Kim are going to be neighbors. And while there are some theories out there saying he's buying the home to spy on Kim and Pete,
that's why he's doing it.
I can tell you that's not the case.
Oh, he's a good guy. That's not crazy.
Ye is doing this to stay close to his family, especially the kids.
We'll find out. Like, if he totally leaves her alone, that's the reason. But if he ends up being a creep, which he probably will, I don't quite believe it.
According to an E! News insider, Ye scooped up the $4.5 million estate in early December because it made perfect sense for him to have a place near the kids.
We shall find out over time. 856-49-HOPPY.
Taylor Swift is asking a federal judge to toss out her Shake It Off lawsuit, and we have all the details.
I'm Taylor Swift, and you should drop anything around me.
Let's get it.
Because I'm entitled, and I think I'm above lawsuits.
Into everything going down. According to Rolling Stone, Taylor has filed a motion asking a federal judge to toss out his ruling about her copyright infringement lawsuit.
But if anyone did it to me, then I want them prosecuted to the fullest. But when it's me, perfect angel Taylor Swift, a double standard.
The judge ordered T-Swift to stand trial over the lawsuit for her hit song, Shake It Off.
She's gonna shake it off. Actually, that's Mariah Carey's Shake It Off. The better one.
Basically deciding that the case between Taylor and the two songwriters, Sean Hall and Nathan Butler, who are arguing that she stole their lyric, should be settled by a jury. The lawsuit is claiming that the track off Taylor's 1989 album is super similar to 3LW's.
I don't care anymore. She can do it. I'm sick of her.
Gigi Hadid was reportedly just spotted with her baby daddy Zayn Malik just weeks after he was taken to court after allegedly striking her mother Yolanda earlier this year.
That's weird. I hope everybody just is okay on this planet. I can't get into that.
In today's Tech Bites, a security scare for a password management company.
Oh, that's good.
LastPass users say
things are going great on this planet.
They were notified of unauthorized login attempts. However, the company now says no accounts have been compromised.
That's what you're going to tell us. Your company gets hacked. Oh, but nothing happened to you. Once again, it's the rich and elite always getting away with things.
Company official claims that some of the alerts were likely triggered by mistake.
Like, they don't have to tell us if the passwords are being compromised. We'll just find out soon.
Legendary NFL coach and sportscaster John Madden died on Tuesday morning at the age of 85. The NFL announced the sad news, saying his passing happened, quote, unexpectedly. League Commissioner Roger Goodell shared in a statement, "On behalf of the entire NFL family, we extend our condolences to Virginia, Mike, Joe, and their families," referring to John's wife and two sons. We all know him as the Hall of Fame coach of the Oakland Raiders and broadcaster who worked for every major network. But more than anything, he was a devoted husband, father, and grandfather. He continued, "Nobody loved football more than Coach. He was football. He was an incredible sounding board to me and so many others. There will never be another John Madden, and we will forever be indebted to him for all he did to make football and the NFL what it is today." Madden was the head coach of the Oakland Raiders from the 1969 season to the 1978 season, and never had a losing season in his 10 years leading the team. Under his leadership, they won 7 division titles, made the playoffs 8 times, and even won the Super Bowl against the Minnesota Vikings in 1977. After ending his coaching career, Madden went on to be a beloved commentator for NFL broadcasts and ended up working for all 4 major networks. He won many Sports Emmy Awards for his work. In the 80s, he endorsed and became the namesake for the still popular EA Games video game franchise Madden NFL. And in 2006, he was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in celebration of his coaching success.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.